Today is Friday, November 23rd, and it is also Native American Heritage Day. Joining us on the phone this morning is Jim Rock. He's a professor here at UMD, and he also works in the Native American Resource Center here on campus. He joins us to tell us a little bit more about the day. Jim, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm Petawaste. I'm a Takapi. Good morning.
Okay. Let me see if I'm any good at this. That doesn't sound like Ojibwe to me.
Oh, very good. You recognize that. Yes, yes. But I could also say, you know, Bonjour Nandinwe Maganizukka. Anin, Ishayayan. Hello, my relatives. Whether we're speaking Dakota or Ojibwe, we're relatives. Yes, it's the day after Tea Day.
Jim, tell us, in your opinion, at any rate, what Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving as fraught, as controversial, perhaps, as Columbus Day, or not? As far as some of the Native people that you know.
You know, we've got the whole spectrum. One of my friends said just a couple days ago, well, I'm not going to get into that puritanical turkey ritual this year. I actually, he says, it's been many years since I have. Then he said, well, okay, to be honest, I do, I get the turkey, but I put it in the freezer until my birthday.
There you go.
So, you know, it's, I think we're going to find many representations. You know, in my family, we did have the Thanksgiving food family yesterday. But I guess what I'm saying is, for us as Indigenous Turtle Islanders, every day is and was a day of giving thanks. Thanksgiving is just part of that life. It's part of the daily, hourly, minute-by-minute ceremony of life. That it's part of every Indigenous nation I know of. And we don't just do it once a year or once every 7 days. We want to be a good relative. That's why I greeted you that way in my Dakota language. To be a good relative means to carry the values of that attitude of gratitude. And that's quite a challenge. You know, I'm not sure when I said, you know, Happy Tea Day, that tea could stand for maybe three things at least.
Thursday, Tuesday,
turkey.
Or turkey.
There you go, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day. We better say three or four. There's Thursday. But it's also truth, big T truth. It's a reckoning time for, I hope, coming to that attitude of gratitude. My Dakota father was always in an amazing space. And when I look at his life traumas and what he lived through and yet how brilliantly loving and shining he was, he set a high standard, the moccasins in which we try to walk. But basically that the truth, you know, how can we handle the truth of looking at Indigenous Heritage Day after Thanksgiving Day? I think it's a good reminder. We can certainly find the positive in why we do these things, but it is fascinating to me that we ritually sacrifice 45 million turkeys, according to the stats, just for Thanksgiving Day, and that's out of an annual production of about 245 million turkeys in the U.S., and I guess when I think about that, I have to go, because we're Dakota people, we're the buffalo, the, you know, Ochete Shakoing Oyate Himatahan. I said I'm of the seven Starfire nations, the buffalo people. We didn't all live in teepees, but some of us did and still do. So that means there were 60 million bison, but just yesterday, 45 million turkeys. We've sort of traded some values and some life ways. We chohang, the sustainability And then another one of those T's is the trauma. And waves of trauma have washed up and are still washing ashore here on Turtle Island. And I guess, to be very honest about that truth, I'm calling you because I stepped outside from the hospital after a family 911 call. You know, things are stabilizing here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to follow through on this. But I think it's important to recognize that we're all juggling many things. And Black Friday shouldn't just be about material capitalism, our Western imposed values that motivate us, I guess. What also motivates us? What motivated my wounded Dakota Korean veteran father to live gloriously and as joyfully as possible? Well, he had 37 years of sobriety. So he took a look and he made some changes. And I think that's the hard reality. Sorry for kind of a long answer, but I'm processing a lot at this point. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking the time to have an important conversation, but I realize that you are in the middle of something else that does need to take priority. If you need to go,
oh, thank you.
Let us know.
Jim, it's fine, and I stepped out at just the right time here, about half hour earlier, to see this orange following the pink and purple sunrise. There was a break in the cloud just at the horizon. So, and before that, I did get to see Venus, the Ampala, our morning star.
It was beautiful this morning.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, that's our sign of life. The morning star or evening star Venus, we don't refer to by the Roman name, but that's our star quilt, eight-pointed design that comes with babies being born. So, you know, you never know when you're going to get that nighttime 911 call, but birth and death and the transitions, I guess there's another T-Day transition. You know, how do we deal with these waves of issues? I guess I just really wanted to say a shout-out to all of our, you know, Northland listeners. It's not easy living in a cold place. We're above freezing today, so that's another thing to give gratitude for.
Thawing. Also, there's another T, thawing.
Yeah, thawing. Oh, there we go. Sure. See, so we hang on because we know change will come. So it gets you through. But then thinking about how we do not have on Turtle Island, another T there, we do not have immigrants or migrants. We have relatives. Again, that's why we greet each other. Bojun and Dinawe Magniduk or Hau Mitaka Epi. That's an important statement regarding preparing a space at a table instead of a wall or a trench, or soldiers who have to be brought their turkey because they're in fear, apparently, at some border. You know, I think we create a lot of our own stress and trauma, and we need to look at that because gratitude will really help with our stress. I don't know if it helps enough. We have to really look at our capitalist addictions, and whether that's, you know, food, chemical, negative attitudes, whatever it is. But I'm grateful for my my Lakota friend who reminded me that, you know what, yeah, if someone wants to give me a turkey, I'll find a day when I can be very grateful for it.
Jim, let me ask you a complicated question. How can we, I'm wondering, what is the best way to have some of these conversations? Because I'm very much aware that when I call you and I ask you these questions, I'm asking you as one person to speak for a whole huge bunch of people. And sometimes people welcome the opportunity to get a point of view across that the quote-unquote dominant culture doesn't hear. Sometimes they feel that they're in a very awkward or uncomfortable position or a little resentful of being asked to speak for all of fill-in-the-blank population. How do we do a better job of having these conversations? Can we get around this this situation where we're asking one person to speak for a lot of people? Is that the best we have? What's the answer?
Yeah, well, I got another T word for you, I think.
Okay.
Attention.
Okay.
And maybe you're right. We acknowledge that there's a tension. And, of course, I can't speak for anyone but myself, honestly. And, you know, my tiwahe, there's that T. Tiwahe is your immediate family. Tioshpaye is the greater, you know, extended family. And but I think what you're doing right now, you know, the communication business, you're wonderful with your integrity, and you consistently modeled that we need to have these conversations. You had my wife on here maybe a month ago regarding suppression of the Native vote in North Dakota, Dr. Roxanne Gould, and we shared the opportunity, I guess. My wife and I don't see it as a burden, but we know that we're always going to need to educate, and that's why we're educators. It's not always fun, but I guess in a strange way we welcome having to bring up things that are sometimes uncomfortable, but we'd rather be in a, you know, a warm, fuzzy place. But we also look at the metaphysical reality of homeless camps and addiction issues. So I just think thank you so much that you're doing this outreach. And there will be, you know, hopefully more of us willing to share our voices. And I'm grateful for being heard by the listeners. And I guess one other thing would be I could recommend a very important book by our Dakota, how do I want to say this? I'm a powerhouse sister intellectual, Wazia Tawin. Her book is called What Does Justice Look Like? What Does Justice Look Like? It's, you know, it's not an easy read, but it's important, just like having these conversations where there may be some tension. I think some of my non-Indigenous friends and relatives who are willing to read that book so carefully and really dig in, there are very practical things that will help us to shed some of these layers of dysfunction and live by what really matters as being that good relative, come from the heart, not just the head. So, you know, there's an organization that Wazia Tawin represents called Makoche Ikiktupi. and it's basically a Dakota land recovery organization. We're on 1% of 1% of our original Minnesota Makoche homeland, the entire state. And the Dakotas and parts of Wisconsin. And, instead of going into a place of perhaps resentment and people will think it's whining or complaining and then they'll turn off, I hope they'll really look at the fact that after 10,000 years of when the glaciers melted and formed that beautiful lake outside the window there, the Great Lakes, we were here, we think, even before that mountain of ice moved in and we came back. So if we had to be going north and south, south and north, whether our relatives lived by volcanoes in Central America and they came north and we by glaciers went south, we're grateful for this beautiful continent of Turtle Island, north, central, south, and the whole planet. Our planet can't have us be selfish anymore. We all live in one canoe. We can't be drilling holes in it, building fires in it. That's Maka'ina, Earth Mother, Aki Mama. So I guess I'm grateful that made it through the night here, and so did my relative. And, I guess that's just a couple recommendations. And thank you for asking and for allowing the conversation. I'm talking more. I'm not conversing. I don't mean to be talking at.
No, Jim, I appreciate your taking the time, especially since you do have, kind of a significant family situation going on. You've given us a lot to think about, and definitely, as I've been scribbling little notes here, ideas for a bunch of additional conversations. So I'll let you get back to your family this morning. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll be in touch soon. We'll do this again soon.
Chimigwich, Wopi Tatanka, and I'd like to get together for coffee when we can, be a little more extended.
Sounds like a sounds like a great plan. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Jim Rock joined us this morning as our guest. Today is Native American Heritage Day. Jim is a professor at UMD, and he also works in the Native American Resource Center here on the UMD campus.